Blog Talk Radio.
Pick your Aphrodite, because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Aphrodite, because it's flat on one side. Well, if you don't pick your Afro,
and remember, you do all your chores before you go to
one side high. Well, you said you were gonna take me to see Wu Tang, baby.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Ms. J. Renee. I forgot my name for a minute, y'all. Great afternoon to those that are awake and up and getting the day started. This is Sip Tea and Meditate with your favorite host, Ms. J. Renee. This is the MLK special. Salute and rest in peace to our Dr. Martin Luther King. I see a lot of posts and a lot of people that are showing light on the leader that had changed the infinite controversy between the races in that time as when he was alive, and we need to show contribute to that. So salute to Martin Luther King. I have a speech that he had did. Hopefully it plays to kind of probably either end off the show. But this is indeed the Lunch Hour special. This segment is for those that are right now just chilling, probably took a break from work, wanted to just unwind and just kind of meditate and just chill and relax and put their feet up and enjoy this opportunity to just be at one. I do have some things I do want to talk about and get off my chest, because this is Sip Tea and Meditate. And the whole point of Sip Tea and Meditate is kind of like having that inner, how you say, that inner connection with yourself, with maybe resolving an issue or kind of just letting the mind just think on its own, or clearing the mind. I know we always have, the week is like the busiest week in all our lives. We have so much juggling and running around to do and work to accomplish. And then within those hours of work, we just need that time alone to just let things go or get off our chest or think of a new idea or brainstorm or take the time to attack a goal, whatever the case may be. But enjoy that moment for yourself. You know, we're always consumed with everybody's energy or whatnot, and we don't take the time to initially get in that inner self or that inner zone. I'm going to jump into the next song, then we'll talk more. You guys, please stay locked.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Yes, yes, yes. I love all this righteous music. Speaking of Call On Me, if you do want to call up here and talk with me live and discuss whatever that's on your chest, you want to get something off, or you just want to vibe with me one-on-one, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. Again, if you want to call and talk with me live and direct, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. I do want to talk about a little bit of some things that I had on my chest that were on my mind. You know, I have a dear friend of mine, and a situation like in the past kind of relives itself. So my advice to those that have gone through a turmoil or like or suffering from past hurt within a person they once loved or a family member or an old friend, you know, either rehash it, communicate about it. You know, you got to grow from those type of situations. If that person, and I'm talking about the other person, has it resolved within itself, it is the initiative. It is your responsibility to do it within yourself. You have to forgive yourself and move on, because evidently that person has already done it. Now it's time for you to finally get that opportunity to heal from it. You can't keep dragging and blaming yourself on past situations that haven't really gone your way. And I think a lot of times that's the problem, when things haven't gone our way. But it's going to be okay, because change has now have to start with you. You have to grow within yourself. You have to plant that seed again so it can grow into something beautiful and new. You can't keep beating yourself up, because if you continually go into that loophole of depression or sad or you know, being sad or just blaming yourself, you will stay in that loophole. Even if you come to that place where you think about it, you know, let it get it all out. I always say release it. If you have to cry, cry. If you have to scream, scream, fight it, but get out of that situation. You can't keep yourself in that state of mind, or you will stay there. And it will kill, like stress kills. I can't express this. I can't express this enough. You have control of everything around you, your destiny of your life. Take control. Don't keep yourself in that darkened, that low vibration, that low frequency, because you're not going to be able to operate correctly. You're not going to be able to think or maneuver in life the way you want to. You're not going to be able to reach your highest consciousness or your richest state of mind or your reach or your highest self. You have to find solutions. You have to find ways to get out of it. Meditation is one. If you pray, prayer is also a form of meditation. If you have to go talk to someone, vent it out, someone you trust that you can confide in. It's a beautiful thing. You have people in your life that support everything you do, and that's just a listening ear. If you have somebody you can just genuinely talk to and have them just listen without any judgment, without any battle, if they're in the position to give you that advice, take heed to it within your heart. Tap into your chakras. Tap into yoga. Tap into eating healthy. A lot of people think it's silly, but having to eat a healthy habit of or healthy way of life definitely determines or kind of controls all your emotions and the way you live life. It plays a big role. Being healthy, having great health plays a big role. It's tremendous. If you want to research this, you can. Like, this is facts. This goes from like the people from the ancient times. They ate, in order for them to have the power that they have or the magic that they created or being the creators that they were eating the most freshest source of food. Like, I'm telling you, that plays a big part in our lives. Just surrounding yourself with good people that have great intentions in your life for you to become the best version of you. Those type of things definitely take a big role, definitely take a big part of your life that can control a lot of your consciousness, the way you operate in life. So take those steps. Take it day by day. Take it daily and execute or attack what needs to be changed in your life to make it better. Another thing I want to get off my chest is negative people. I had a situation, and y'all know I keep it real. This is what I do. I had a specific person in my life that just kept attacking me this week. And since I've been doing meditation, since I've been praying more and like kind of just being one with God, being one with self. And when I said the direction I've been going, it's just been so mellow, so beautiful, like where I can construct the blueprint of my life, or it's like the Monopoly, or it's like chess to me. Like I control my board. Every move I make is an attack move to get to the goal or get to the king, or you know, to protect my fortress. And those people that are hindering those moves, I have to get them off that board, you know, like the opponent. So that's how I've been looking at life. Those people that are just trying to block my growth or trying to keep me from being positive or keep me from being a good state of mind, I allow my mind to have self-control or have that power to keep those people either in or out. Most of the time, they have been checkmate, you know? So yeah, that specific person just kept attacking me this week. And I was like, you know what? This ain't nothing but a negative energy that's just not right with themselves. Something's going on in their life where they're putting it out on me. So, you know, first and foremost, I attacked the situation with a just have a good day. Take care. Not even trying to be an a-hole. Because you know what? I'm a Pisces at heart. And we could be assholes sometimes. But I tell you guys, tell you the truth. Wasn't my intention. It literally was have a good day. I meant it genuinely. Have a good day. Hashtag leave me alone. But they didn't get it. So they attacked me again. I'm like, listen, the first time I played it in a position where you kind of either could have changed that whole delivery of your words that transferred to my phone in a different pattern. Like the conversation could have definitely took a right turn instead of a left turn, but it continually kept taking left turns. So I kind of like resolved the issue by being genuine and nice, but that didn't. It didn't get resolved within that way. Now it's like when a person in your life is attacking you more than one time, you have to take that step to kind of G-check their ass, okay? G-check them and let them know what it is. Like, I am not going to allow you to take me off my pedestal. Take me off my throne. You are not going to do that. You do not have that control in my life. So I really had to simply, genuinely, but constructively tell them what it was. And I did so. And I had to clear my mind after that because I'm like, you know, I didn't come off harsh. I didn't come off disrespectfully. But I had to let them know, like, you're disrespecting the place that I'm at. Now, I tried the first time to kind of brush it off. Not brush it off, but kind of like lead the conversation in a different pattern. But you didn't want to take that route. So then I just had to ignore that conversation. But now it's to the point where you're deliberately, intentionally coming at me in a negative way. Sometimes you have to just rip people with the truth. It may hurt, even if you're doing it in a kind way. Sometimes just being kind hurts them more than you just rationally being harsh. Because now if you're doing it rationally or you're doing it in a harsh way, you're steeping to their level. I'm not going to that route. I'm not getting in that place. I'm not getting in that state of mind because then it's like you have control of the situation. Now you got me where you want me to be. No. I'm going to check the situation and move on. And that's exactly what I did. I'm not even upset. You can hear how calm I am about the situation because we have to learn to not allow those things to hinder or upset us or get us to this vibration where we just get all upset and uptight. No, 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 no. There are ways around it. Violence is, I mean, this is a broad of things, but violence, when it comes to situations, violence is never always the answer. Guns are never always the answer. finding is never always the answer. Being judgmental or appearance to people on social media. I just see so many people do different tactics to kind of think that they're over the situation. But yeah, you're actually just deep into their level. You're allowing them to bring you to that point where you're going to either embarrass not only yourself, but, you know, make people see that they got you to that point where now you're highly upset. No, boo-boo. I played a video on my Facebook page with Plies in it. Plies is a very smart individual. He's very funny. But he specifically, his video says, "You mad because I'm happy, but you mad, you big mad." And the way he was just saying it was just so, like, fluent but smooth. Like, you got to hit people with that fluent, smooth reaction. You got to hit people with, "I really don't care. I'm good over here. I'm happy." You got to say it with that type of tone. Be timid. Don't get all upset. Once you start getting that irate and you feel your heart racing, that you know they got you. You don't have control over your emotions. If you're going through a situation and you're just at that point where you need to let it out, let it out. Let it out. It's okay. I'm not saying don't let that stuff out, because that's helping you to heal in whatever situation you're going in or coming out of. That's a way of healing. Look up some individual scholars or people that are motivation to you, and allow those lectures or those videos to kind of be installed in your mindset to help you. If you don't have someone to talk to, everybody has someone to talk to. I don't care what nobody said. If you can't talk to God, talk to yourself. That answer, there will be a solution. There will be an answer. Even if you and a friend fell out, you still just want to talk about some things. If that person is right within their heart, they'll take you in. They'll be mindful. They'll be mindful. But the fact that you're not right within yourself and your heart ain't right, you're not going to come correct to that person. So you're going to be afraid to reach out to that person. But that's not that person's fault. That's yours. You should be able to still be able to talk to certain people that you know bring a good vibe to you. But don't suck their good energy out because you're going through your nonsense. Get right with yourself. Get right with yourself. But if you are a good person and you're going through a situation, you have good people by you, reach out to those people and take heed to the advice they gave you that's beneficial to helping you heal. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to go into that mindset. You're going to continue to be in that state of mind. And that's just what it is. I can't express this enough. My friends, the people that I consider my friends, they know that everything I've experienced, I've learned from it. And I've dissected and reinvented a solution for myself in order to give to other people. The experiences I've faced, I can only talk about. And the experience I've seen people go through, and I've kind of found a solution in my own way to kind of help them, because sometimes your way of going about doing things doesn't really fit well, or isn't going the way it's supposed to go because of the state of mind you're in. So I'm like a scientist in my own world. Like, I dissect every situation and try to find solution into making that situation a whole lot better and rewarding. That's my state of mind. You know, I was watching Bill Nye the Science Guy. I used to watch him when I was a kid, and I was so happy to see that he had a show still talking about how he wants to create a change within global warming. It's effective, and it's still a big issue in our economy. I'm not going to go too deep in that. But, you know, just the fact that he still is in that state of conscience of trying to make the world a better place is a beautiful thing. That's consistency. That shows that he is true to what he believes in. That's how I am with the things I have built or grown or went through. That's another thing with us. Whatever is going on in the world, always be that person to have a solution. Be a change, not only within yourself but for others. Sometimes things are bigger than us. Sometimes it's not even about us sometimes. But, you know, life takes a toll. Life is life. But life is also what you make it. Get right within your mind. Get right within your physical, within your spiritual. This reality is all an illusion. We can paint our own picture. We just have to know what picture to paint. Colors, to me, colors are beautiful. Being a melanated, intellectual, strong, a young mother, a sister, a friend. Some people call me the guru. An athlete, radio personality, a mentor, a lover, a creator. You know, those descriptions describe who I am. I'm a warm person, but I have my strength where I could be a rebel, a hard ass, a tough cookie, whatever you want to call it. I have learned how to balance the good and bad within myself. More, I can't even see the bad as bad anymore. It's more leveled. It's more mature. I know the things I can control, and it's a beautiful power to have. Don't get me wrong. I have my days where sometimes I'll be like, dang, I can't find a solution right now. That's the opportunity for me to just sit still and just listen. So the solution will come. And just sometimes we kind of overload our brain, overcloud our brain with so much thought. Sometimes we just need to let our brain think and stop thinking for our brain. If you understand, it might go over some people's head. Those that are consciously in tune, they will understand what I mean. This is the Lunch Hour Special. This is Sit, Tea, and Meditate. I am your host, Ms. J. Renee. If you're tuning in just now, I do have a little bit more time for a call. If you do want to call and talk with me, just a vibe or vent, guest calling number is 917-889-2832. I'm going to take a call. Please speak your name, where you're from, and why you're calling. Caller. Hello? Oh, my call has dropped. Sorry, it was a 702 number. Shout out to that person that called. If you can call again, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. Don't be shy. I don't bite. But I'm going to try to play this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful audio from MLK.
At this time, I have the honor to present to you the moral leader of our nation. I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. And the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our bodies, heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back.
I'm sorry, y'all, but that was our most infamous Martin Luther King Jr. I had to cut it off short because we only have about 3 minutes of the show. I did have a caller, but I definitely had to let that play. That was a beautiful, beautiful time when our Dr. Martin Luther King has spoke to the people throughout the nation. Now, if you are not familiar who he is, well, first and foremost, this is a day celebrated today to honor Martin Luther King's legacy in battling for civil rights. The fight to create unity, it required a lot of commitment. That movement was so, it was powerful. That one man left a legacy to designate the right for us to get along. Now, he didn't see color. He didn't. A lot of people had problems with that. A lot of people were for it. But even still, Dr. Martin Luther King had a long-term determination and persistence to guarantee the rights of all Americans to come together. Just organizing and just bringing recognition to what needed to be done. Our late Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968, if I'm not mistaken. So this is the day to honor and to kind of commemorate the legacy, to inspire generations of leaders that are coming in the future, or for the, you know, leaders that we have now or that are upcoming, you know, to continue the fight, continue the universal recognition for those all over the world, especially within our culture. Our people, we really need to come together and look at these leaders that have shed tears, sweat, and blood to get us where we need to be. Thank you for those that supported the segment today. I'm running short with time, but I really appreciate the love. I appreciate, hopefully I reached someone today. Hopefully you enjoy the segment. You could catch me tomorrow at the same time, 12 noon. I was running a little late today, but, you know, I always try to make the effort to be consistent and to spread the love and be there for those that are in need of just a listening ear, or just be a helpful advisor, or, you know, a tip giver. Yeah, catch me tomorrow, same time, 12 noon. This is Sip Tea and Meditate. Y'all, please stay blessed. Stay humble and be grateful for life. And please honor the late Martin Luther King Jr. and teach your kids, educate them on the truth. Y'all have a blessed day. Peace.